Strathalbyn's new neighbourhood centre has been officially unveiled. The Mayor of Alexandrina cut the ribbon to the new Parker Avenue premises on Friday, celebrating with a group of organisers, friends and supporters. Joining me for a chat about it is founding member Vivian Barker. Hi there, Viv. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
How was the celebration?
It was fantastic. Fortunately, after all the rain we'd had, we had a beautiful day weather-wise, so that was great. We had around about 50 people came, all invited guests. Because of the COVID situation, we had to keep it to invitations only, and had a few extras. But no, we had about 50 guests here, which was lovely.
Oh, lovely. So tell us about the centre and what it's all about.
Well, I guess when it first started, they have a fabulous community centre down at Malang, and the residents of Strathalbyn really wanted something like that here. So a working party was formed. And in my previous role with Southern Volunteering, I was asked, would I get involved and help them? And, of course, I lived in Strathalbyn at the time, so it was an absolute, you know, no-brainer. So I got involved 7 years ago, and we worked through the system, you know, with surveys and all those sorts of things, and our working party got organised and we became incorporated. Then it was a matter of trying to find a venue to operate out of. And that was difficult. So we raised enough money to hire the facility at Number One High Street. So we moved in there, and we were okay for about 18 months, and then realised we were running out of money. So council came to the rescue and supported us with paying the rent for the next few years. So we were there for 4 years, and it was a matter of not reinventing the wheel. Strathalbyn has a lot to offer with as far as activities and events go. But it was a matter of us putting people in touch with what was happening there, or looking at where the gaps were that we could actually step in and do that ourselves.
All right.
So we certainly grew. We grew rapidly. Council had been having conversations with the senior staff down here at their building. And they were getting older as a group, having a few issues regarding, you know, fundraising and those sorts of things to keep their premises going. So it was a natural match, I suppose, when council knew that we were looking for somewhere permanent and somewhere bigger. So conversations started between us and senior cities and council. And the Fund My Neighbourhood grant from state government came up. And we were able to apply for that and extend this building. And senior sets have been fabulous to work with over the last 4 or 5 years. Very welcoming with having us come down here. And I think people thought that, you know, senior sets were going to lose their premises, but in actual fact, they are still here enjoying the amenities,
in fact,
the new amenities. We were able to take charge of the building, be responsible for the maintenance and all those sorts of things as well. So they're really getting a lot of benefit out of it and still enjoying their club day.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. What sort of amenities and services are there for people in the community in Strathalbyn?
Well, now that the building has been extended, it always had a fabulous size hall with a kitchen, but the kitchen was 40 years old and didn't have a stove or anything like that. So with the federal grant that we got, we were able to completely demolish the kitchen and put in all new kitchen appliances, like a couple of stoves and the big fridge and a commercial dishwasher, etc. So it is to a commercial standard now, and it's just gorgeous. So we've got the hall, we've got the kitchen that's off that, and we've had two offices built. The extension contains two offices and a meeting room, so the meeting room can cope with around about 12 people. It's the entrance is set up so that anybody coming in that wants to make inquiries or just simply catch up and have a chat with us, there's a kitchen, a little kitchenette there as well, that we can still offer them that sort of service rather than having to go into the big kitchen.
Okay.
So that's working. That's working really well. But we've also got the community garden. We had started that with a small grant last year, and then that was put on hold while building works were going on. And now we've been able to get back to that and have some working bees and enrolling more volunteers to help out with the community garden. So there's a really nice area around the back and coming around to the front as well.
Oh, beautiful.
But people can get involved in that as well.
Vivian Barker's with me from Strathalbyn's Neighbourhood Centre. What have been some highlights in your time in the past 5 or so years with the centre, Vivian?
One of the nice things has been involved in Christmas hampers at the end of the year with St. Vinny's and with Country Life Compassion and Malang. We get involved with organising the food for the hampers and get together in the town hall and prepare about, about 150 Christmas hampers or just hampers for people in the community that we can then give out. The last few years now, we've been involved with a Christmas Day lunch. And finally, this year, we're able to have it here in our new premises. We did it number 1 High Street the first time, and that was out on the back deck that we had, and we had about 40 people turn up. And these are not people that are perhaps struggling. These are people that may be on their own for Christmas, or even a family that don't have any extended family in the area that just simply want to be with other people on Christmas Day.
It's a lovely community, isn't it, in Strathalbyn?
It's a fabulous community. Mm. It really is. You've only got to put something out on Facebook and the help is there straight away. It's really good to see that and be a part of it and really feel confident that if you put the word out there, somebody is going to be willing to put up their hand and come and help or provide whatever it is you need.
Thanks so much for your time today, Vivian Barker. I really appreciate it. And well done creating the new centre. It sounds great.
And if anybody wants to call in and have a look, we'd be absolutely delighted to show them around.